Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O radiant light, O Son divine, of God the Abba's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Word of God, the source of life, praise is your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. O Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise thee, Abba, with the Word, the Spirit blessed and with them one. Amen. Let us give thanks to the God of light, always and for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praised be Adonai Elohim, ruler of the universe, who led our ancestors in the faith by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, and prepared a lamp for thee anointed. Light up our darkness, O God, by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are full of loving kindness for your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Abba, Word and Holy Breath of love, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. The rain of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells everything in order to buy that field. Adonai, to the one who will reign, come and be my companion. We will undo selfishness and sin. The Spirit will bring from Zion the power and strength to save, love-changing foes into friends. Precious from the day of your birth on the holy mountain, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The promise holds true forever. Your ministry is loving-kindness, a priest like Melchizedek of old. Companions of the Most High are ready to liberate all who suffer from evil. The one who calls us to justice invites us to join in the struggle, enlightening all who are unaware of the truth. Drink from streams of living water. Lift your head and celebrate the feast. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The rain of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again. And out of joy goes and sells everything in order to buy that field.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. We know that all things work for good for those who love God and who are called according to the divine purpose. For those foreknown, God also predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son, so that Jesus might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those God predestined, God also called. And those God called, God also justified. And those God justified, God also glorified. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Though the law was given through Moses, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God's only Son, who is nearest to the Abba's heart, has made God known. Grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Though the law was given through Moses, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. Every scribe instructed in the reign of heaven is like the head of a household who brings out from the storeroom both the old and the new. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Alleluia! God's judgments are true and just. Alleluia! 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 Praise our God, all you servants. Alleluia, those reverencing with awe, small and great. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Adonai our God, the Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Let us rejoice and exult, giving God the glory. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The marriage of the Lamb has come, alleluia, and his bride has made herself ready. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. She has been given for her clothing. Alleluia, fine linen, glistening and pure. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. scribe instructed in the reign of heaven is like the head of a household who brings out from the storeroom both the old and the new.
That all who have been called and gifted to build up the reign of heaven may overcome what divides us and may join our efforts to seek the pearl of great price. Let us pray. That political and economic leaders may be filled with God's spirit of compassion and lead with honesty, justice, and a passion for the flourishing of all. Let us pray. That the love and example of those who live and work in the darkness of violence, poverty, and corruption may be light and hope for those who suffer most. Let us pray. That those who have received more may be freed to share their abundance with those who are oppressed by racism, classism, and violence. Let us pray. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations. Let us pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you have called and gifted each of us to continue the mission and ministry of Jesus in a great variety of ways with a wonderful diversity of gifts. When we are weary and the burden seems unbearable, call us to the gentle and humble heart of Jesus, where we can find the rest we need to continue working with you to build your reign on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love that fulfills the whole law. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules Filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit,
You prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.